Speaker, Minister, I want to return to the issue of the liquidation of tickets.ie. And as I mentioned to you yesterday when I raised this issue, as somebody who is a director of a not-for-profit music festival, I understand the challenges that festivals face across the state. I've raised in the past the fact that we've lost about a dozen major festivals across the state in the last number of years. The liquidation of tickets.ie has had a devastating impact on a number of festivals, including some not-for-profit. Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival, my own county, Ballyshannon, 283,000 is the potential hit. That's literally wipeout territory. That cannot happen. This is an excellent festival that attracts people internationally and keeps the name of Rory Gallagher alive, and it's really, really important for the local economy. There's others that have been mentioned as well in terms of Liberty, Rockathon and other events. I'm asking you again, there is a serious flaw in terms of the legislation that has to be fixed. This should never, ever be allowed to happen. That has to be dealt with, but the immediate priority here is to make sure that we do not lose these festivals. So can I ask you, what interaction have you had with the parent company? They have multi-million euro turnover in Germany, and what is the government looking at to actually make sure that these Minister festivals are rescued in terms of grant support? Thank you.
Thank you, Lascan Corla, and thank you, Deputy Doherty, for this very important question. And it is an area where I absolutely can empathise with, because you have so many community groups who have given so much of their time to bring in festivals that really do contribute to the local economy. I spoke with Barry O'Neill in relation to the Rory Gallagher Festival earlier on this week, and the concerns that he has, and some of which you have outlined. I just have to be careful in terms of what I can do contacting the parent company, because when an entity goes into liquidation, the rules are very clear. They're very prescriptive in legislation, and obviously there's been a High Court challenge taken as well. So when that takes place, when it crystallises, I will obviously look to see, as I said to Deputy O'Flynn, what I can do in the years preceding. And I know some of these festivals will be key to local areas to be going ahead over the next number of years. But I don't want to make any promises, because it's very early days yet. This is only after happening in the last 10 days. And we want to see the events crystallise. And I will do all I can, because I want to see, you know, festivals, working with Minister Patrick O'Donovan, take place in the communities that derive so much from them.